Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This is our review of the Hawkeye series. My name is Wayne.
Or most of it, because my name is Paul and I haven't seen all of this show yet.
I've seen all of it. Paul's seen half and a bit.
Half, a bit more than half. Almost finished the fourth episode. Had to stop it because daughter went to bed. I'm watching it with my daughter. Not prepared to rush through it. So
Fair enough.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do normal non-spoilers. And when I say non-spoilers, I give our overall impressions of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then I'm going to stick around for the first part of the spoiler discussion.
Yep.
Where we give away some plot points up to where I'm up to.
Word.
And then I'm going to say, you know what, Wayne? Have at it, son.
Yes.
And I'm going to walk away and get myself another drink.
Plug his ears.
Put my headphones in. And I'm going to leave you.
Just with me.
Very worried about this.
Just with me.
Just with Wayne for a good 3 or 4 minutes.
It's the tits.
All right.
It's going to
so
be the tits.
That's what's going to happen today on this one. Let's get into it then for the show that finished yesterday as of time of recording. Hawkeye is, of course, a Disney Plus series of 6 episodes in length. It's created by Jonathan Igler. It's based on the Marvel Comics stars Jeremy Renner, Hayley Steinfeld, Vera Farmiga, Linda Cardellini, and then a whole bunch of people I've never heard of before, including some spoilers, clearly, that I haven't seen yet.
Damn it, I just realized you're actually reading that list and you're getting spoilers. Son of a bitch.
The budget
you're going to hate this.
Was $150 million. Each episode runs between 40 and 62 minutes, but that is with the Disney Plus unconscionably long fucking credit sequences that sometimes run 9 minutes for an episode of TV. It's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah. This one isn't so bad, though. Is it?
No, exactly as bad as all the rest of them have been. Wayne, what is Hawkeye about?
So Hawkeye comes to New York with his fam, except for his wife, who is back home for some reason. And he's all, you know, let's hang out in fucking New York, kids, and we'll do movie marathons, and we can hang out and do this, and yada, yada, yada. All cool, but unfortunately, some shit happens. The Ronin reappears, and it's like, what the hell's going on here? Because he's Ronin, and it starts to get dangerous, so he sends his family home, and his whole story, this whole series, is about him trying to get home to his family for Christmas. With the help of Kate Bishop, who's a 22-year-old archer chick with dreams of becoming a superhero, they get forced to work together when some, shall we say, nasty shit from Barton's past threatens to derail everything. That's the show.
All right, Wayne, without any further ado, how about you as the MCU fanboy of this podcast?
That I am.
I know you've already alluded to this on some things we've discussed.
Yeah.
What did you think overall of Hawkeye?
Okay, being as objective as I can, first of all, yes, I like it.
Okay.
All right. Secondly, you will hate it. Okay? I just know you'll hate it. All right? So
all right, here we go. Let's see. Okay. How well do our hosts know each other?
Absolutely.
Why am I going to hate this show?
All right, here's why. Because the problems I have with it, right, is that, and it's going to be very general, of course, but...
Of course. As I said, no spoilers at the beginning.
There is some dramatic shifts in skill sets from certain characters who were like novices at the beginning of the show and then really good at the end, even though it's like a 4-day fucking... This thing happens over like 4 or 6 days. I think one each episode is a day, closer to Christmas. So that's happening. The action in it is decidedly A-team-ish, where no one really dies. They get fucked up, but they don't. Very few people die, and Paul's going to hate that. I would say Hayley Steinfeld is, given that she's the True Grit girl and the fucking Bumble, I think she's an excellent actress. I've always thought that. She's not given that much to do here, or this is a seemingly sort of unremarkable kind of role. Someone else might disagree with me, but the people that shine in this show, first of all, I think Jeremy Renner is an excellent actor. I've always thought that since The Hurt Locker. No, he's a good actor, man. Like he brings exactly what he needs. He looks like a bulldog, right? But he's like fucking getting it done. Like I just
Jeremy looks the part.
Yeah, so that I like about it. He's the to me the star of this, and
well,
someone
it's named after him. He is the titular.
Yeah, but he's
eponymous character.
He's arguably the best thing about it. How's that? The next how far did you get?
I like said towards the end of episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how much because that's a spoiler.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you're right. And another character, shall we say, I would say is the standout. Probably I liked that character more than Clint Barton.
Wouldn't be hard. Yeah.
See, we already know how this is going to go, all right? Yeah, so certain things don't quite make sense, but overall, it's so much fun, and I enjoyed the visuals so much. We talked about this a little bit. It's like a Shane Black movie, because it's set at Christmas, and it's snowy, and it's a city, and I love that shit, all right? So
it's any Christmas movie, not necessarily Shane Black.
No, Shane Black movies are always set at Christmas,
true.
And they're always about like a party circuit type scene. You know, like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I'm not sure Predator falls into that category.
Oh, Shane... Well, his last, not the Predators. No, that's just a piece of
not
shit.
Not Predators. Predator.
I'm talking about Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I'm talking about the good guy, the nice guys. I'm talking about
the
like,
Predator. That's what it's called.
Yeah. A lot of his movies are the party circuit, and it's Christmas because he loves Christmas, right? So this is why I like this show, right? Those visuals are really, really good, and the special effects are extremely good, right? Look, you haven't seen the finale yet, Cuntox. So I can't really say more without that. Then, but to say that it's fun, and I looked forward to every episode.
Okay.
And
the last sounds like it didn't really nail the conclusion.
Well, the actual... I'll just say this about the final episode. First of all, it's a fucking hour.
Right? Yes, I did say that.
I didn't know that until I fucking started watching at 2 a.m. and so, anyway...
It's all right. You're in the last week of work. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, I was like, who gives a fuck?
Least of all you.
Exactly. Fuck this. I don't care when it's good. There is an excellent, excellent action scene. Many action scenes in the last episode.
Thank God.
No, but like, there's a particular thing that happens where I'm like, I knew that they would have to do this in this show, and let's see how it comes off. It comes off excellently. You will disagree.
Okay.
But I thought it's great. So in the end, I'm not sad I watched it. I think that it is better than WandaVision.
Okay.
It's better than Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
What was the other one they did?
Loki.
I sort of liked this better than Loki. But hang on, can't talk. I understand that Loki is probably a higher achievement, shall we say?
Loki is infinitely better.
Well,
at least as insofar as what I've seen.
No, like I said, you're not going to like it. Okay, you're going to come back after 3 episodes and go, bitch, to me, right? So that's how it's saying. But yeah, it's probably my favorite of the Marvel TV shows, but it's not the best of the Marvel TV shows. Does that make sense?
No, I can't argue with you. It's your favorite. That's fair enough.
There you go.
That's your personal opinion.
All right. Now, what do you think?
To give no more fucks / or suspense. Here's your effect. Terrible films and television shows. Right, oh my God, this show sucks.
What's wrong with it, asshole?
What a piece of shit this show is.
Let's hear the problems
from
that
the get go. Right. I tell a lie. From the get go, from moment one of the first season, there's some good shit in there. We're flashing back to a major event in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're seeing it from a different character's perspective.
That is cool, that opening.
That was good. I'm like, okay, let's see how this event develops from here.
Because you never think who, yeah, exactly. Could go on.
Then we get tedium after tedium after tedium after tedium. We get boring doki-doki interspersed with some very sporadic action, which there's only one scene of even minor, remotely impressive action in the first 3.5 episodes. I am stunned.
You're talking about the car chase?
Yeah, that's it. That is it. There's nothing else. Like the action scene at the end of episode one, I'm like, this is terrible. It's filmed terrible. It's blocked terribly. Looks like shit.
So the Ronin fighting, shall we say, did not work at all for you?
Nope.
Yeah, I will say this as well at that. You can tell it's not the same Ronin if you've seen footage of the previous Ronin where Hawkeye was Ronin.
The antagonists...
And no one seems to be able to pick that up.
To build on that are terrible in the show. Absolutely terrible. I know they're building towards a reveal of something or another.
Yes, which you now know. But
having read the plot description, plot. I think See, I have worked
there's no
that.
You never had a shot, Paul. Never
Not
shot.
Plot description, sorry, the cast.
I should have fucking been reading that.
Nevertheless, it's ass at this point in time. It is absolutely ass. I could give two fucks about the antagonist they're building up to this point in time, which I try and do in one episode, one 5-minute flashback. It is garbage, bargain basement fucking filmmaking, so
very
TV
harsh,
making.
Very harsh, very harsh.
And it's almost worse than Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The only reason this is better than Falcon and the Winter Soldier is because at least they're not reaching for the stars with this shit. They're not trying to just reestablish everything. So that I can kind of get by. I don't buy for one second Clint and Kate Bishop's relationship. Not one fucking second. The forced efforts to make them bond, like this buddy cop bullshit, are terrible.
You didn't think that scene in the apartment was good? That was great. I thought that was really cute. Terrible.
The longer this show has gone, the angrier it's made me.
This is a
piece of shit. Maybe it can redeem itself in the last two in a tiny bit episode.
There's no chance. I've looked in your eyes and I see what you fucking think already. You're not going to change your opinion because you don't want to.
I don't think this is well filmed. I don't think it's well...
I
can't see the budget there.
You think it's beautiful?
I think this is a really disappointing... And I don't recommend it. I'd say steer well the fuck away from it and just read a plot synopsis and then move on with your life.
Man, I think the cinematography is one of the things I like about this show. How about that?
Jeez.
There
was that one cool kind of rotating car shot a la Children of Men.
Like that.
That
yes.
was the one scene of the show. I'm like, okay, it's coming alive now. And that's the last time I felt alive in this entire show.
The problem that I would say is this, is that the bad guys, which in this case are the
garbage
tracksuit mafia, are for what they're supposed to be. are quite unthreatening.
Oh, they're comically Home Alone esque fucking villains.
Yes. Now this is developed from the comic Hawkeye: My Life Is a Weapon, which is an excellent, excellent comic. Sure. I actually do recommend you read it because it works much better. But these tracksuit mafia, they'll call each other bro, and their moving covers call Trust a bro and stuff like that. And that's why it's sort of a slapstick thing. It does not transfer as well on the screen as it does in the comic.
Okay.
I want to tell you this though. Opening titles, not the closing titles that you hate. But the opening titles, I actually love them. They make the brand execution look not terrible. Because remember,
like the arrows going into the A.
It's very Saul Bass kind of graphics, and it's like, ooh, that's kind of cool, right? Now, if
keep stretching, mate.
I'm just saying. When I saw the trailers for this, I looked at the branding with the Hawkeye arrow font, and I was like, that looks like a box of dicks. But this sort of made it better, so I thought, oh, that's a bit better.
All right. Well, you like it, I don't.
Okay, hang on. Can we just say the LARP scene?
No, come on, we're in spoilers here.
Oh,
spoilers!
All right, spoilers. Fine, all right.
Spoilers.
Fine. Okay.
Moving on then. Wayne likes it. I don't. If you know who you're aligned with on the show, then that should be your guide. If you haven't seen it already, let's move into the spoiler section on the other side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth!
And why would you want it with a piece of shit show like this?
Not fucking biased at all, motherfucker.
LARP. Go on. You want to talk about LARPing? LARP away.
I thought that the LARP scene might actually trigger you. It's a little bit like Spaced. In terms of the little slow-mo busting people's asses, and they'll go, oh, and he fucking does a big...
To be honest, I wasn't out at that point in the show. I was subsequently out after that.
That's Paul saying sure. That's what he's saying.
But at the same scene, I was having to spend my whole time explaining to my wife what LARPing was, because she could not get her head around the fact that this shit exists in real life.
Dude, do you remember 1994?
I can beat this. Go on.
Someone shows us an internet video, because back then it's dial-up, right? So it's like...
That's before internet dial-up.
Was it?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the early aughts. No, it was late 90s.
It would have been like 96 or 97.
Yeah. All right. Someone showed us a video of what we thought was a gag, but it was a forest full of people dressed in cosplay, and they were fighting each other with like foam swords, except one guy was a wizard, and he kept going... Magic, magic. And he kept like chewing his fingers out, magic, magic, like this. And I'm like, what? And then at the end, someone won, and all the people...
They all went...
They did! There were girls in the audience dressed in damsel outfits going, yay! But we didn't know who won. And we went, what's going on here? Then someone said, this is how people actually live. And we were like, get the fuck out. So that's the moment your wife had.
I will top this by saying, I've seen it live.
So have I.
I've not participated.
Yeah, right.
I want to hasten to add. But at my old workplace, which was a large university in our state, occasionally I would go for a run on a Wednesday evening around the grounds of the university. And sometimes I would stumble across the LARPers of that university.
Dude.
A team assaulting a castle, the castle being the netball court / tennis courts.
Often mistaken for castles. Yes, absolutely.
They were doing everything you see in this, overacting to the extreme.
Oh, yeah.
You know, exaggerating their shots with their foam shit. And I would just run past like, please don't burst out laughing.
Dude.
I won't be able to breathe properly and then my run will be shot.
My first run-in with fucking LARPers was at the Perth Cultural Centre, and I was a kid, right? And I'm like, what's going on here? And in the little grassed area were dudes dressed up in chainmail and foam swords. One guy had two swords. One guy had a shield and a sword. And what they were doing was they went bang, 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 and they were hitting. Everyone was around watching them and sitting down and kids and shit. And they were doing lines from The Princess Bride. Like, well, I'm not right-handed either!
That sounds way cooler.
No. But I'll tell you this, if I saw that and they invited me in to LARP, I would go in there and ass rape every one of them because like I can use a sword. I actually know how to defend with a sword.
Sorry. So I'm like, were those two statements joined together?
I mean, I would defeat them with a sword, not my sword. So yeah.
This time.
So anyway, sorry, it's back to the show for what it's worth. Right.
Can we just not just keep bragging
about that? We could just bring in that, right? But so anyway, I like that scene. So, but I would say, and look, I've written here in my notes.
I hate the way it comes back to that. It comes back to the LARPers.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Why have they got the link into the fucking thing where the tricky arrows are?
Well, like, one's a policeman and one's terrible. A firefighter. And the idea is that the LARPing is more important to them than being a policeman.
Right? Ridiculous.
Exactly. And look, that's why I say that this thing is sort of, it's strung together very loosely. Oh. And you have to either take that into your heart or be Paul. So so even in my scenes, I said the fight scenes with the new Ronin are a bit meh. It's because
I'm glad we agree on that part, at least.
So the first
a bit meh in Wayne speak is sucks balls.
Well, the first step was just okay. I know it set everything up, so I had to, you know, like, okay, let's keep going. I wrote down that I'm glad they say shit in this show. I told you that the other day. The Pym Arrow shit. What do you reckon? Because I didn't mind that at all. I'm like, good, do that. Go ahead and do that. All right.
Well, that was one of the better sequences. But as you said, somehow nobody dies in that scene.
Yes. And the thing is,
they all just come back to fucking.
That is seriously my problem with this. Like, the thing with him being deaf and trying. Like, you know, and needing an ear, hearing aid and stuff. Aid. That's very cool. You never really see repercussions from people getting fucked up.
Do we see when he loses his hearing in the Marvel?
What, they flash back and he says, so why did you lose your hearing? And it's cutbacks of kaboom, kaboom, him going through windows and shit, where he just fucked up his bum. So
I've added that for this show then, because he wasn't that way in any of the Marvel films.
No, it's actually known in the comics that he has
in the comics, but have we seen it in MCU?
I don't think we've seen him with a hearing.
If we have, I'm sorry, because I'm like, oh, this seems to come out of nowhere.
I don't think we do. I don't think we do see that. So that's why. So that was kind of good.
It seems at this point where I'm up to purely exist to give him a reason to have Kate around, almost like she's translating on the phone with his son.
That was a really touching scene. I thought.
Oh my god!
Come on!
Speed this the fuck up.
No, she's saying to him, "It's okay if you don't come home, Dad. If you break your promise, it's a little heartbreaking." No, all right. Paul just doesn't want to fucking like it. All right. It weirds me out that no one in the world has ever thought, do you think Hawkeye might be fucking Ronin? They are built exactly the same, and I've seen Hawkeye bust
and
ass.
And move similarly, yeah.
Well, I mean, Hawkeye doesn't use a fucking a sword, but yes, other than that. Oh, God. All right, so...
Are we at the stage where I should exit stage left?
We're sort of getting there. I would say so.
So, I've seen up until that point. I think this is a bag of ass. I dislike the show immensely. It would have been my worst of the year had I seen up to where I'm up to now. But I haven't finished it yet, so maybe it redeemed itself in the last two episodes and 15 minutes, which is what I've got left to go. I'll tell you, maybe I'll just jump in for a quick bit in a future review once I've finished it. And I will finish it because I'm watching with my daughter.
But you're going to edit this show.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear what I say.
Oh, good point. No, it's all on you then, Wayne. What you have to do is I'm not going to edit the next bit.
All right, cool.
So every
brilliant.
Every
fantastic.
Every fucking count. What the fuck am I doing here? Will be in there for everyone to hear.
Okay.
I'm just going to hit this point. I'm just going to fast forward and I'm going to get you to do like a, all right, an edit mark by going silent for a bit.
I'll go silent.
Call me back. And then I will know that's the point.
All right, done.
All right, so I'm out. Good luck. And Wayne, take it away.
I take that to mean that you're done. Fantastic. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Paul's off now and he's listening to his music like a bitch. So now I can tell you that he's a bitch and what up. So let's talk about the last three episodes of Hawkeye. Check it out. The thing with like Yelena is what really gets me here, okay? Yelena comes into it. Paul doesn't know this yet, but when she turns up, it's a little bit of a surprise. We knew she was coming from the old, like, you know, Black Widow, the scene at the end. And it's really the fourth episode where she turns up and actually interacts with Hailee Steinfeld. And she's cute, man. Like, she catches the thing that she throws at her and goes, hi. And then there's this kind of meet cute back and forth where she cooks mac and cheese and it's kind of cool. And they're both kind of vibing with each other, but it's still a bit dangerous because, you know, Hailee Steinfeld knows that friggin' this girl can kill her at any time. But she's not doing that. She's actually interrogating her in a nice way, okay? That is all cool. There's also other scenes where... you've got like a girl fight version of the old boy laterally filmed long hallway fight. Very, very cool. In the last episode, you find out that this is what I really liked. The Jack dude, who you assume is a douche the whole time, turns out to not really be a douche and didn't kill his father. He's just cool with the sword. And he even walks around in a suit with a damn sword hanging out at this like ritzy party and shits on this kid saying, you know, you remember the last time you peed in your pants? I do. Everyone does. Really funny. Really funny shit. Okay. Jack just turns out to be this kind of like, okay, I can now fight with a sword. And he's just a bit of a douche, but he knows how to use a sword. That's all we got. Okay. The big finale that I wanted to talk about was where the big tree scene and she shoots down the thing and the tree falls down. That looked really, really wicked. And the scene where they use all, they actually have this like kind of A-team kind of MacGyver scene where they make new arrows and you see them in this kind of extended sequence putting the shit together and you don't know what it's for, but you're guessing. Then later on, there's a scene where they use all the arrows they made and you get to see what they do, and it was gangster, man. It was gangster. There was even a no-shot look from Hawkeye as he blew some shit up. Slow-mo Avengers-like circular shot between the two guys, Kate and fucking Hawkeye on the ice. Very good looking. Real good looking. And I would say also overall, just I still liked it. It had its problems. It didn't allow certain, you know, there's a few leaps in faith that you have to take. And I guess because I was having a good time, I did actually enjoy it. So I would say then that the last scene, the end credit scene, is where they show you the entire Broadway number of the I can do this all die shit. I like that shit, man. I actually thought, they're going to play this whole thing. But then by the end of it, I kind of liked it. So something went right is all I'm saying. Okay. So now that we've done that, that's my little take. Let's get Paul back in here.
What you do to me, I can't live without it.
What, you're listening to Midnight Blue by Lou Gramm?
I am.
What a pussy. I don't think you like that song. I like that song
too. Great song. It's a great song. And all right, well, so let's find out now, ladies and gentlemen, how many times did Wayne call me a cunt? Let's find out on the listener once I have finished watching this show and I come back to listen to this.
Can't wait for that one.
All right, so you've now heard all the spoilers that there is about Hawkeye, the TV series, and you know what Wayne thinks about them. I guess in due course we might find out what I think. I think there's nothing left to do, Wayne, except to give a final score then.
Sure.
What is your score for Hawkeye, the TV series, the whole thing, because you've seen it?
Straight up 70.
Okay, it's not as high as I was thinking.
No, it has its problems, but I had a good time.
Still, 7 out of 10 is a good score. It's a good time. Good solid score. For me, this is a fail. It's a 42.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's right down around WandaVision and Falcon. In fact, it's slightly better than what I think I gave Falcon and Soldier 40 or 39. Accurate.
All right. You're not going to bump your score, but I still want you to finish it.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, if I wasn't watching my daughter, I would just now go straight to a fucking plot synopsis and not bother.
Oh, what a cunt.
What a waste of fucking time.
It's completely worth your time. All right. There you go.
That's our review. Mostly Wayne's review of Hawkeye, the TV series. What did you think? Did you love it? Did you hate it? No one hated it except me. Let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show through Podbean where we host. And check out the Facebook list community links in the show notes. As well as head on over to our Patreon. If you want to get involved in some extra stuff that's coming along in 2022 and become part of the lifeblood of the show.
Links in the show notes.
There's also a link in the show notes to the merch store where you've missed Christmas now. That's okay because people need gifts in the new year too.
That's right.
Or maybe you should just treat yourself.
Grab a countdown, treat yourself, t-shirt, hoodie, mug, whatever.
All your arguments are like my asshole. Solves every problem.
Walk around with that t-shirt and you're like...
In fact, wear it to work and when your boss has a go, just point at your t-shirt.
Exactly. Right there.
Thanks so much for joining us again today. We really appreciate it. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Hot damn!
Did I let Wayne go unfucking supervised for as long as I did?
It's going to go great.
We'll catch you next time. See ya.